Hachette Audio presents The 620 Man, written by David Baldacci, read by Zachary Weber, Mella Lee, and Christine Lakin. Dedication. To Anthony Forbes Watson, my brilliant UK publisher and dear friend. You taught me a lot during our time together, and not just about books and publishing, but about great French wines and important moral philosophies. Wherever your future path takes you, I will be cheering you on, and our friendship will endure, as all true friendships do. Chapter 1. Travis Devine took a shallow breath, ignored the heat and humidity that was rising fast along with the sun, and rushed to board the 620 train, like it was the last flight out of Saigon. He was wearing an off-the-rack pearl-gray suit, a wrinkled white shirt that needed laundering, and a muted dark tie. He would rather be in jeans and a t-shirt, or camis and army jump boots, but that couldn't happen. Not on this ride. He was freshly showered, although already starting to perspire. His thick hodgepodge of hair was as neatly combed as he could manage it. His face was shaved and mildly scented with a nondescript cologne. He wore cheap tasseled loafers shined fore and aft. The imitation leather briefcase held his company-issued laptop with special encryption and no personal use permitted thereon, along with breath mints and a packet of Pepcid AC. He no longer took the neat little power pills he'd popped when suited up to fight for his country. The army used to give them out like gummy bears so the grunts would battle longer and harder on less sleep and less to eat. Now they cost money. His primary weapons, instead of the army-issued M4 carbine and M9 sidearm of yesteryear, were twin Apple Mac 27-inch screens connected by digital tethers to mighty encrypted clouds, seeded with all the data he would ever need. It was all bullshit, really, and strangely enough, more important to him than anything else on Earth right now. What they taught you in the world of high finance was simple, really. Win or lose. Eat or starve. It was a binary choice. No Taliban or Afghan soldier pretending to be your ally before banging around into the back of your head. Here, his chief concerns were quarterly earnings projections.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?